And here we go, another day, Tuesday, September the 24th, 2019, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And if you hear a pep in my voice, it's because, you know, I think we are now into fall as of Saturday. The first day of fall has come, the autumn equinox. And because the temperatures dipped down last night in the 50s overnight, I think for the first time in a long time, I actually got a good night's sleep. I really did not want to get out of bed this morning. I slept right up until almost the alarm. I didn't have any electricity go out like the night before. I didn't have any trouble going to sleep. I didn't have any issues at all. Didn't have any issues getting my morning beverage this morning. So I am in a very good mood this morning. A lot of energy off and running here on this Tuesday morning and having a great time with you out there in the listening audience. And I also want to let you know that I'm running into more and more of you people, listeners, in the public who are coming up and saying they love listening to the program and they listen on their way to work and sometimes they don't know the trivia questions or the subjects that we're talking about, but they love learning and listening nonetheless. So, you know, you guys and myself out there listening who are contributing to these history events, I can't thank you enough. Just a couple things I want to talk about before we get into today's topics here. And I would love to keep the history, Marian history topics going, but you never know what people, what the response is going to be. So if there are any topics that you think would be of high interest to the people of Marian in the history realm, or currently, if there's a current question that you have interest in, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Sometimes I run out of topics, so it's nice to hear from you. One thing I wanted to talk about this morning was, I have Facebook, and I think a lot of people have Facebook, and one of the things I'm starting to see an awful lot of is people not feeling well. People getting sick. And a matter of fact, I woke up this morning and was scrolling through Facebook right before I went off the air, and there was talk of a friend's 14-year-old child who possibly has been diagnosed with cancer. And it happens out there in the world. And it's such a tragedy when something like that happens, and we can only wish them the best and hope for them the best. But it does really make everything else seem kind of insignificant when it comes to your own life or other things going on in the world. You know, there are a lot of good people in this world who do a lot of good things every single day. And I wish sometimes we concentrated a little more on that than on the bad side of things. Now, we certainly have to report on car accidents and fires and murders, unfortunately, and things of that nature, because people want to know, and sometimes they know the people involved, and sometimes they can be of help in solving some of these crimes, or maybe they saw something that people did not see. But I think sometimes we just say things to say things, to try to not be so nice. And, you know, words, what's the old saying? Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And when I think of a 14-year-old child being diagnosed with cancer, and people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s being diagnosed with cancer, or somebody losing their mother or father, I think, well, you know, words aren't that bad. So, just wanted to say that when I saw that post this morning about the 14-year-old child, it just makes me think a lot about that a lot of the time. So, we hope that everything turns out well in that particular situation. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about is peanut allergies, because it's kind of an interesting thing going on now that a lot of schools will not let you bring anything in that has peanuts in it for younger kids or even sometimes for older kids, because so many of the kids, the children, the students have developed peanut allergies. And I don't remember hearing a lot about peanut allergies 20 years ago or even 30 years ago. What do you think has caused the rise in peanut allergies? I mean, maybe one person, maybe two people had a peanut allergy years ago, but I don't remember this great number of peanut allergies to the point to where peanuts are almost being banned as an ingredient in things you can bring to school. I don't know what's causing that. What do you think is causing the peanut allergy? Or maybe am I just hearing more about the peanut allergy than other people are? Have you been hearing a lot about the peanut allergy yet? Do you have a granddaughter, grandson, son, daughter? Maybe somebody in school right now who's aware of the things that you can and cannot bring to school because of the peanut allergies that are out there right now? If you have any information, give me a call. Like I say, that's what makes this program work, Monday through Friday, 8:15 to 10 a.m. It's you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. What do you make of the peanut allergy syndrome that seems to be going on now? And maybe will be with us for the rest of time. Do want to mention, the Alzheimer's Crafts for a Cure Craft and Vendor Show will be going on Saturday, October 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2730 Harding Highway West, right here in Marion. That's the Alzheimer's Crafts for a Cure Craft and Vendor Show, Crafts, Food, and Raffles, Saturday, October 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2730 Harding Highway West, right here in Marion. So that's an important thing going on as time goes by. But the peanut allergy thing, I think, is just fascinating. So does anybody have any insight into the peanut allergy? Or does anybody have maybe something that's been sent home from the school, or something your children or students have talked about in regard to the peanut allergy that seems to be on the rise? And maybe I'm just missing it and wasn't paying much attention 20 and 30 years ago, but did many people have peanut allergies back in those days? I don't remember a whole lot of people talking about peanut allergies, but let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to throw some topics out on the table today that we were going through yesterday in regard to the history of Marion, but I'm also, if we don't get a lot of calls today in regard to the history trivia, I might go back a little bit to the trivia questions, just in general trivia questions, because we used to have a lot of fun with that here on the morning show as well. Now, things that we have been talking about. Downtown Marion. Talking about the days of downtown Marion in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and I believe we even had a call yesterday. A lady called in right before we were about to go on off the air, and she wanted to talk about downtown Marion, uptown Marion. So if she's out there listening and would like to call in now and share her memories, I certainly implore her to do so. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call and we can get you up on the air in regard to the downtown and uptown areas of past years, because that's a lot of fun to talk about. And I think that call came in late in the program yesterday. So if she's out there listening, please give us a call and we can talk about uptown and downtown Marion in yesteryear. 740-383-9944. Now, also, anybody else who has any remembrances of the downtown Marion area in past years. Now, things we were talking about yesterday were kind of like Euler's and Kresge's, those department stores, and Dick Kiefer, I know, was downtown for a long time, and the restaurants were there. George Kasotis was down there with the Home Cafe, and Turoff, George Turoff, And a lot of people talked about this Gallagher's Pharmacy and Henny and Cooper. Now, does anybody have any good memories of Henny and Cooper? Because I remember Henny and Cooper very well and the popularity of that particular store. Does anybody have any interesting stories in regard to Henny and Cooper and some of the Isley shops that were here in Marion were downtown? And as well as, I believe, Snow's Racket Store, which got a lot of play on this program last week, was downtown. But what other things were downtown that would have been interesting? Klein's was downtown. A lot of the theaters that we were talking about last week are downtown. The theater that was the Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater. Obviously, the Palace Theater to this day remains downtown. People used to shoot the loop downtown. Any memories of downtown Marion, or what they would call uptown Marion, from 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s? Anything that sticks out in your mind? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And a lot of people said yesterday, and I think it's probably true, that when the Southland Mall came in, that kind of put a stop to things that were going on in downtown Marion, but that's the way it goes. Change happens. And but it was an interesting time in downtown Marion in those years. And we also learned yesterday, I think it was National City Bank had burned, and one of the theaters downtown had burned. But it was not any of the department stores. And maybe that was right. But I had this idea that one of the department stores had burned. Now, am I totally wrong on that, that one of the department stores had caught fire at some point? It just seems to me like one of them did. Now, I could be totally wrong about that, and maybe it was not a huge fire. But does anybody have memories of that? Now, something else that happened in downtown Marion, now this would have been, I believe, in the late 60s, maybe early 60s, I'm not really sure. But there was a National City Bank, and I believe it was National City Bank at that time, a robbery in which I believe one of the tellers was taken hostage, and in the middle of the night, the police department and everybody had to go to downtown Marion to try to find the criminal and who had done the robbing, and I believe he was up on the roof or something like that. Does anybody remember a story like that about, I think it was the National City Bank, but maybe not, one of the banks downtown having a big robbery in yesteryear? I remember it was a huge story at the time. This would have been the 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe, in that era. 740-383-9944. Now, something that came about late in the program yesterday that maybe we'll talk about today if there's some interest in it is the old Smorgasbord restaurant, which, of course, was on the east side of Marion, in the Marion Plaza. Now, as far as I know, that was the only location that the Smorgasbord was ever in. Now, if the Smorgasbord was in different locations, give me a call and let me know. But as far as I know, the Smorgasbord was only in the location at the Marion Plaza. Now, what I remember the Smorgasbord best for, which was basically a buffet-style restaurant, which had a great kind of ballroom room that you could rent for events. What I remember best about the Smorgasbord was the bread pudding. I remember them being famous for their bread pudding. So I was going to ask this morning, does anybody remember the bread pudding at the Smorgasbord? And I believe the people who own the Smorgasbord, I don't think they're still around, but maybe they are. Are the people who own the Smorgasbord still around in this area? And did anybody ever get the recipe for the bread pudding that the Smorgasbord used for so long? And what was different about the bread pudding there? Because I'm not really, to be honest with you, much of a bread pudding person. I couldn't even tell you the last time I had any bread pudding, but there was something about that bread pudding which was always kept at the end of the buffet at the Smorgasbord restaurant that was just so popular, and everybody used to love to eat it, and it seemed like everybody always got a piece of the bread pudding at the end of the main buffet at the smorgasbord. Does anybody out there remember this, or have memories of the smorgasbord restaurant? I'm not even sure when that would have opened up. I believe it closed sometime in the 90s, not really sure why it closed. But does anybody remember the opening of the smorgasbord restaurant? Does anybody have any memories of the smorgasbord restaurant, or know anything about the owners or the food or anything in regard to that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, talking about the old smorgasbord restaurant that was once here on the east side of town in Marion for so many years. Now, this is something I don't know the answer. Now, I could have asked Charlie Evers about this, but I want to see if anybody knows the answer out there. Years ago, a very popular food in Marion used to be the everything hot dog. Now, the everything hot dog was typically just your hot dog, regular hot dog, but it was the sauce. And the sauce had to do with ketchup and mustard and onions and a little bit of sugar. Charlie has the recipe for the everything hot dog. He got it from one of the owners. But I was trying to remember, where did they serve the everything hot dog? I know the recipe was a family recipe, but I cannot remember where the everything hot dog or the hot dog with the everything sauce was originally served. Does anybody know the answer to that? So we're talking about the everything hot dog, the hot dog with the everything sauce. Does anybody remember where that was served, or how that started, or where you would go to get one of those, or how popular it was? Does anybody remember anything about the smorgasbord restaurant, their food, the people who owned it, when it opened, when it closed, why did it close, recipes regarding the bread pudding? And to be honest with you, in just regard to the bread pudding, how is it fixed? Because I can't even, not just at the smorgasbord, but if I wanted to make bread pudding, how would I do it? I know you have to have bread, and I think, I might be wrong on this, but I think most people like to have stale bread for bread pudding. And I think there's some cinnamon involved. Now, I could be totally off base on this. So one of my cooks, chefs out there, is going to have to call in and tell me how bread pudding is actually made. I know there's milk involved. I know you have to soak kind of the bread like you would do for French toast. It kind of reminds me of French toast. But how do you make bread pudding? And there is an interesting food that you do not see served anywhere anymore. I have not been to a restaurant where anybody served bread pudding in I don't know how many years. So does anybody have just a typical recipe for bread pudding? Does anybody know how bread pudding was made? Or memories of the Marion smorgasbord in general? 740-383-9944. And then, as I say, downtown Marion, uptown Marion has been an interesting topic. And we did have a caller yesterday who called in late in the program, who I think was going to call back today to share their memories of downtown and uptown Marion. And if they are out there, the phone lines are open right now, clear, wide, and open. 740-383-9944, memories of downtown Marion. We also had a pretty good conversation yesterday in regard to the Fair Park area, and how we learned yesterday that it kind of started out as subsidized housing for people who were working at Tecumseh, and the rent was kind of cheap at $90 a month. Now, obviously, over the years, it has moved away from subsidized housing, but it's kind of interesting to know that that's the way the Fair Park area started. And it's also kind of interesting to learn how that whole little area over there has turned into kind of a little community unto its own, with the little Fair Park strip mall there and the grocery store that's over there and the drive-through. And there used to be two banks over there. We never did get the name of that other bank. The Fayey Bank used to be over there, but there was another bank that was located right across the street from the Duke Station. Now I think it's an office, or maybe a church or something. But across from the Duke Station there, there used to be a bank in that building, and I cannot remember the name of that bank. Does anybody remember what bank was located there on Fairground Street? And then, of course, you had the Duke Gas Station, and you also had the Hardee's Restaurant, fast food, which was there for years. You also had the Fair Park Diner, which was there for years, where a lot of people used to go in and eat. Now, that's another interesting thing that we could talk about. Does anybody remember the Fair Park Diner? Well, the phones are open here. Those are our topics today, 740-383-9944, but we do need listener participation to continue on with these programs. We have to have your memories of these places. Or if you don't have any memories of these places and you just want to call in and throw another topic out there, we'd love to hear about that. I know we had a caller late in the program yesterday who wanted to know about the old bus system here in Marion and was also talking about the fact that they thought there was an L&K restaurant somewhere downtown about where people started to shoot the loop. Does anybody remember of an L&K restaurant being down in that particular area? Or the old bus system that was here in Marion? We had some response on that yesterday. I think a bus system would still go over very well in Marion if it was a 24-hour-a-day bus system where people could get around and get to work and get picked up from work. I think people would like stuff like that. I think mass transit in most areas is always a very positive thing. There are also some other restaurants that have been here over the years. I don't know if people remember them well. Do people remember Frisch's well? Do you have any remembrances of Frisch's? Dutch Pantry was here for a long time. Now the building is still there. Now it's Scioto Shoe Mart. Does anybody have any memories, remembrances of the old Dutch Pantry restaurant, which used to be out on the east end of town? Now, back then, the east end of town was not quite as developed as it is now, but it's in the building that was the old Scioto Shoe Mart, or is the Scioto Shoe Mart now, but it was the old Dutch Pantry building back in those particular days. And at one point, we were even talking about the Mastros, who owned Michael's Restaurant and who I believe still own Perkins, and I even think had a hand in BW3s at one time, used to own a pizza shop called Pizza Villa, I believe is what the name of it was. Does anybody remember where Pizza Villa was located? Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. So that's a whole lot of stuff that we're talking about this morning, 37 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. So we'll run them down here again. Any memories of downtown Marion, the old bus system, the L&K restaurants, the development of the Fair Park area, and Dorothy, who used to be over there with the Fair Park sundries, the Smorgasbord restaurant, any memories or thoughts on that, the Everything Hot Dog, which was basically a hot dog with everything sauce on it. Does anybody remember where that originated or where you could get that? The old Halloween parades in town. We talked about that yesterday. Halloween parades and Christmas parades that were in town. The stores downtown, Klein's and Euler's and so on and so forth. Dutch Pantry. Some of the places that have been gone now for probably the better part of 30 years, and maybe some of them longer than that. The bank robbery that went on downtown. Does anybody remember any significant events that went on in Marion, kind of like the bank robbery? Or the bicentennial? Does anybody remember the bicentennial and all the things that were going on in Marion in the mid-1970s when it came to the bicentennial? I know a lot of people worked very hard on that for a very long time to make that a successful event. So, those are all the topics on the table. Or if there's something you would like to talk about that you think is significant, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open today. And as far as I know, yep, we do have a dial tone. So the phone lines are open. Would love to hear from you. Oh, and maybe this is the call. Here we go. We'll kick off the day with this particular call. Go ahead, caller.
Is this the 1071?
Yes, it is.
The people that owned the Smorgasbord restaurant out on 95, I believe at one time, owned a fast food restaurant at the corner of North Main and West Fairground called Doubles.
Oh, they, you know, I'm not sure about that. I thought that Mike Nicolosi owned Doubles.
I might be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, but that you could be right, but I had just heard in the past that Mike Nicolosi had owned Doubles.
And the gentleman that owned the Smorgasbord restaurant, he worked for the Erie Lackawanna Railroad. He was in the administrative part of the railroad industry.
Now, are those people still around today who own the Smorgasbord?
I wouldn't have any idea.
Now, do you know how the Smorgasbord got started or about what era it got started?
No, because I didn't come to Marion until about 1975.
Oh, okay. Now, do you remember the bread pudding at the Smorgasbord?
Yes, and I liked it, and I liked their green beans also.
Yeah, yeah.
Their green beans was really good.
They had kind of a different kind of a way of preparing food, which I think a lot of people liked. What are your memories of eating there?
I worked in the railroad industry, and after I got off work, I always liked to go there and eat because I was very hungry.
Yeah, that buffet, it was really, I think it was the first buffet that was ever here in Marion.
And also, I had always heard a rumor, you were talking about shooting the loop. I'd always heard a rumor that Playboy magazine came to Marion and did an article on shooting the loop sometime in the 50s or 60s. Is that true?
You know, I don't know. Maybe one of our listeners knows. Now, what exactly, where is the loop in Marion?
I don't know. It was gone for most of the part by the time I got to Marion.
Yeah. See, I'm not
downtown area in the one-way streets.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was downtown, but I'm not exactly sure where the loop was or when people would shoot this loop. I'm not really sure on that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we'll see if anybody else out there knows the answers to these, but I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, now, there's some questions on the table. Now, I remember Doubles Restaurant very well. Doubles was on the corner of Fairground Street and Main Street. Now, the building is still there, and it's Victor's Tacos. But I think Mike Nicolosi owned Doubles, but I may be wrong on that. Did the same people who own the Smorgasbord own the Doubles restaurant, or did Mike Nicolosi own the Doubles restaurant? I can't remember how that went. Does anybody know the answer to that? 740-383-9944. And does anybody have any memories on shooting the loop in downtown Marion? Where exactly was the loop, and why did people shoot it, and when did this go on? Was this high school kids on Friday and Saturday night? Is this what would go on, and how many cars would be down there? Because I believe this was something that was done in cars. How many cars would be down there when somebody would go down and shoot the loop? And did anybody ever hear that rumor of a magazine coming here to do a story on the people who were shooting the loop in downtown Marion? Do any of these things ring a bell in anybody's mind out there in the listening area? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. L&K Restaurant. Anything that went on in downtown Marion, the old Halloween parades and Christmas parades, when Santa used to fly into the Southland Mall in a helicopter, Blizzard of 78, the Everything hot dog that had the Everything sauce on it, the development of the Fair Park area. Anything is on the table this morning, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any memories they would like to share on this morning? 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour. And does anything the gentleman said ring true in your mind in regard to the smorgasbord restaurant? I know it was very popular for so long here in town, and then one day it was just kind of gone, like I guess everything else, how it all works. But I guess that's showbiz. So kind of remembering the smorgasbord restaurant, do you have memories of eating there or things that went on, or that fantastic bread pudding that used to be served in the smorgasbord? Or does anybody have a good recipe for bread pudding? You know, if it's not too difficult, it could certainly be something that I might try to undertake if it's not horribly difficult. I don't remember bread pudding being that difficult. I thought it had something to do with milk and bread and some kind of cinnamon for flavoring. Does anybody know a good recipe for bread pudding or anything of that nature? 740-383-9944. Any memories or anything you'd like to put on the table? The phones are working, and we would love to hear from you on this morning. Now, we do have some trivia questions that we did not get answered back when we were doing those a couple weeks ago. And maybe we'll go back to these just for a few minutes here. Does anybody remember what Marion business sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball? Does anybody remember what local Marion business that is still in business today sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball? This would have been back in 2007. Does anybody remember what radio station WMRN, the AM side 1490 slogan, was back in 1947? And I do believe it was their slogan longer than 47. It would have even predated 1947, I believe, or maybe even went on a little longer than that. Does anybody know who the mayor of Marion was in 1941? That's been a question we've had out there for a while. Does anybody know the estimated attendance at the county fairs in Marion and the surrounding counties in 1945? So we've got who's the mayor of Marion in 1941, what's the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs, what was radio station's WMRN's slogan in 1947, and what local Marion business, which remains in business today, sponsored the broadcast of the 80th and final charity ball back in 2007? Now remember, it's a local business, and it's still in business today. 740-383-9944. Do you have any guesses? We've still got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds and the Columbus Zoo around, so those are the questions. Now, a few weeks ago, we had a rather lengthy conversation on this program about coffee, because I am not a coffee drinker. So, the conversation we ended up getting into was trivia about coffee, to see if people really knew their coffee trivia. Now, we got through a lot of these coffee trivia questions, but I thought I'd ask a few more of them this morning because I think they're kind of interesting. Does anybody know what happened in the 1600s with coffee? There was a controversy that happened in the 1600s that had to do with coffee. Does anybody know what that might have been? Now, here's an interesting one. Oh, maybe this is an answer coming in or somebody who wants to talk about something. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm shooting a loop.
Yes.
When all the streets went the one way, turn jerk, the loop started at Sergeant Street, ran down to Park Boulevard, over to Church, and back to Sergeant.
So it
that
went,
was the loop.
It went from Sergeant to Park Boulevard. Where did it go after Park Boulevard?
It went to Park Boulevard. You went over, back over to Church.
Oh, okay.
It went back to Church, back to Sergeant Street.
So now
that
was
the loop.
Now was this just kids driving around?
No, there was a few older people that got it. It wasn't all kids. And Friday and Saturday night, that place was loaded.
Oh, okay. Now, what was the point of shooting the loop?
It was just something that when they went to one-way streets, somebody just decided to make a loop out of it.
Now,
and gave them something to do.
Now, is
and
it?
There would be they would drag race onto the streets.
Now, did you ever hear anything about anybody, any magazine coming to Marion to take pictures of this?
No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So it was Sergeant, Park Boulevard, to Church, and then back to Sergeant.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. So now we know where the loop was. So it had to do when Marion went to one-way streets. I guess you would start on Sergeant Street, go to Park Boulevard, go to Church, and then back to Sergeant, and that was what was shooting the loop. And I guess it just was driving around, maybe driving a little faster than you possibly are supposed to. Did anybody out there ever shoot the loop? Does anybody have any memories of actually doing that? And does anybody have what a good purpose it was? Or was it just to have fun, something for people to do on Friday and Saturday nights? Or does anybody remember somebody showing up with a magazine showing up in Marion to take pictures of this loop shooting? Those questions are all on the table. 740-383-9944, coming up on 51 minutes past the hour. Does anybody remember shooting the loop or stories of shooting the loop? Or things that happened in regard to shooting the loop. And as I say, a lot of other history questions on the table this morning as well. The Halloween parade, the Christmas parade that went on here, Santa coming by helicopter to the Southland Mall every year, the old smorgasbord restaurant. Nobody out there has a recipe for bread pudding. I can't believe this. No bread pudding recipes this morning. Does anybody remember the everything sauce that used to go on the hot dog? And where was that sold? Where would you go if you wanted a hot dog with everything sauce on it? Where would that be? Does anybody have any memories of downtown Marion in general? If you were going to go to downtown Marion in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where would you go? What kind of stores? I know yesterday we had a lot of calls in regard to Sutton and Leitner and stores like that and Euler's. Where would you go in downtown Marion? What kind of places would you frequent? The old L&K restaurants, which were a Marion creation. And yesterday we found out they kind of got started kind of creatively. Basically, that the people who ended up owning the L&K restaurants were construction guys, and they were building a restaurant, and I guess the person who they built the restaurant for never paid the bill, so they just kind of took over and put a restaurant in there, and it ended up becoming rather famous. But I don't think we ever got the answer yesterday. Did the L&K people own the Royal Buffet that used to be where our Denny's is now? Now, does anybody remember the Royal Buffet? I cannot remember the Royal Buffet at all. What kind of restaurant was the Royal Buffet? All I really ever remember being where Denny's is Denny's. I don't have any recollection of the Royal Buffet. Does anybody out there remember the old Royal Buffet? 740-383-9944. And if you do remember the Royal Buffet, do you remember it being operated and owned by the same people who operated and owned the L&K restaurants, which I'm not sure about? And there's also a question about the people who own the Smorgasbord. Did they own and operate what used to be Double's Restaurant on the corner of Fairground and Main Street? Now, I had always heard that Mike Nicolosi used to own that. And I think at one point, Mike Nicolosi had a hand in the Scotch and Sirloin here in town, which is no longer here, has burned to the ground with some other restaurants in it. But I thought he had something to do with the Scotch and Sirloin. Now, does anybody remember that place? Does anybody remember the old Scotch and Sirloin? Now, I guess that would probably be considered a higher-end restaurant in Marion that people would go to. But I also know they had a lot of parties out there. They had a lot of, what would you say? They had parties. They had receptions out there. They had, I think, dances at points out at the old Scotch and Sirloin. Does anybody ever remember eating out at the Scotch and Sirloin? And obviously, they were very well known for their steaks and things of that nature. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're talking about the Royal Buffet on Mount Vernon Avenue, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was an L&K restaurant, and it was similar to the restaurant on Delaware Avenue. After L&K quit business there, it became Ike's Restaurant before it became Denny's.
Now, what was Ike's?
Pardon me?
I say, what kind of restaurant was Ike's?
It was same format, really, as an L&K or Denny's or anything like that, just, you know, regular meals.
So what was the difference between a regular L&K and a Royal Buffet?
I didn't see any difference at all.
What, was it a buffet-style restaurant, the Royal Buffet?
No.
No, so they didn't even have a buffet.
To my recollection, it was just menu, and it was just about the same as the restaurant on Delaware Avenue.
Huh. So what was the big popular food at L&K? What would people go in and order? Was it a breakfast place, a lunch place?
My favorite place, or my favorite meal there, was to go there for breakfast after I worked third shift. But
Well, that's interesting. It's not.
They also had, you know, meals. They had steaks and fish dinners and hamburgers and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Now we know that the Royal Buffet was owned by the people who own the L&K. But why was it called the Royal Buffet? Why didn't they just call it another L&K restaurant? Does anybody know the story behind that? And Ludwig and Cleo? Ludwig and Cleo was L&K? Is that right? Am I right on that? I think they both have since passed away, but I believe the L&K in L&K stood for Ludwig and Cleo. But why was it called the Royal Buffet if there was no buffet there? And why did they just not call it another L&K restaurant? Because if you had the L&K restaurant out on Delaware Avenue, where the Matthews Honda is now, what was the point of this Royal Buffet on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Denny's is now, that was called Royal Buffet, but apparently didn't have a buffet? Does anybody know what the correlation there was? Why they opened up the Royal Buffet and did not use the name L&K for the Royal Buffet? Kind of has a rhyme to it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would be interesting to get some answers on these questions. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. What was the Royal Buffet all about? It was obviously owned by the people who did the L&K. Does anybody have any memories of the old Scotch and Sirloin that was here in town? Now, there was a place that was obviously known for their steaks. I think Mike Nicolosi had a hand in that. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he did, if memory serves me right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, L&K was Ludwig and Kibbe, K-I-B-B-Y.
Kibbe.
Kibbe. Yeah.
All right. Kibbe, not Cleo.
Right.
Now, do you have any...
Cleo Ludwig and Bob Kibbe.
Now, what was the point of the Royal... Why did they call it Royal Buffet and just not call it another L&K?
Just a little different. It's like Bob Evans and Mimi's Cafe. You ever been to Mimi's Cafe down in Polaris?
Yeah,
that's a Bob Evans restaurant, but they serve alcohol.
So
Bob Evans has never served alcohol.
So what was...
Just a little different.
Well, what was the difference? What is something you could have gotten at the Royal Buffet that you could not get at L&K?
A little different motif.
Oh, just the look was a little... Did they have a buffet at the Royal Buffet?
I don't remember.
I just think that's
very
such
possible.
A, I just think it's an
very
odd title. It's odd that it had that title. And apparently, the caller said he didn't remember a buffet there either.
Yeah. Huh. It's just that, you know, that was, they give it that name and it just stuck.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, thanks for calling.
And you were talking about the Loop?
Oh, yeah.
The Loop was opened in 1981. That's when the streets went one way.
Also,
it went from Sargent Street to Park Boulevard, and well, I told you the first L&K was, that was just before Park Boulevard. And it was the L&K restaurant, and then it became the National City Bank, and then it's the church now.
So it went from Sargent to Park Boulevard to church back to Sargent.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And it was the patio drive-in, which later became the patio car wash, was right there just past Sargent Street.
Well, that's innovative.
Danny's Pizza was in there also where the patio drive-in was.
Well, I tell you, after the break, we'll come back. We'll talk some more about this.
All righty. Okay,
thank you for calling. We're going to go to break here, but we've got a whole nother hour ahead. Stay tuned. Talking about L&K, Royal Buffet, Shooting the Loop, all kinds of things. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
They've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was counted out. They didn't believe in us, but we in Cleveland, and the time is now.
And here we are in Cleveland, 39 degrees, the weather of the Northwest.